It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, brought to you by Nibblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Markets?
We are finishing up our theme week
yes.
on stories you might have missed in 2024.
Sure are.
And apparently there is a lot of animal research done in 2024 because
okay.
on Wednesday we talked about the Greenland sharks.
We did, yeah.
On
Old.
Monday we talked about Bigfoot, not that he's an animal, but he's probably a bear. So
you don't
animal.
Even think he's real, so don't even placate me with this.
But also in 2024, researchers discovered that we may have been all wrong about the dodo bird.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you know about dodo birds?
I know that I don't want to go the way of the dodo
bird. You don't want to go the way of the dodo. But anyways, so dodos were commonly thought of as plump, slow, and dumb. So not a great reputation.
That's kind of how I would refer to my... No, go ahead.
No, new research shows that dodos actually may have been a force to be reckoned with.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
After studying sources dating back over 400 years and re-examining fossil bone structures, scientists now believe that dodo birds were fast, agile, and physical creatures.
Well, this is nice.
And there was some kind of a tendon in its foot that was exceptionally powerful and similar to climbing and running birds that are alive
That's
today.
Wonderful. What a nice rewriting of history.
Right? We love a good redemption story.
It is. Yeah,
yeah
we do.
So found by Dutch soldiers around the year 1600 on the island of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean, the dodo became extinct less than 80 years later because of deforestation, hunting, and destruction of their nests by animals brought to the island by the Dutch.
Oh.
Its extinction was not immediately noticed, however, and some considered the bird to be a myth.
Or just like it never existed.
Right.
Like a unicorn.
That's right.
Or like you would say, Bigfoot.
That's right. The dodo's appearance in life is evidenced only by drawings, paintings, and written accounts from the 17th century. Since these portraits vary considerably, and since only some of the illustrations are known to have been drawn from live specimens, their exact appearance in life remains unresolved and little is known about its behavior. The general opinion of scientists today is that many old European depictions were based on overfed captive birds or crudely stuffed specimens. It's also been suggested that the images might show dodos with puffed feathers as part of display behavior.
Okay.
So there are no complete dodo specimens from a single bird. The skeletons that are at museums today have been assembled from subfossilized remains. And the remains and remnants of the birds that were brought to Europe in the 17th century show that they were very large, measuring around 3 feet tall and likely weighing around 50 pounds.
Wow.
In 2007, biologists discovered that the dodo is a distant relative of the pigeon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Another bird we love.
Yes. Like many animals that evolved in isolation from significant predators, the dodo was entirely fearless of humans.
I bet.
The fearlessness and its inability to fly made the dodo easy prey, but predation by humans was not the main cause of extinction, contrary to popular belief. Although some scattered reports describe mass killings of dodos for ships' provisions, archaeological investigations have found little evidence of human predation. The human population on Mauritius never exceeded 50 people in the 17th century, but they introduced a lot of other animals, including dogs, pigs, cats, rats, and monkeys, which plundered dodo nests and competed for the limited food resources.
They brought monkeys?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Yeah, I don't know. But at the same time, humans destroyed the forest habitat of the dodos. The dodo's official date of extinction is not known, although it's thought that the last dodo was seen in July of 1681.
Just running away into the woods.
I guess, probably. The dodo achieved widespread recognition from its role in the story of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and it's since become a fixture in popular culture, often as a symbol of extinction and obsolescence, as in the expression, dead as a dodo.
Oh, I haven't heard that
Me
one.
Me neither.
Dead as a dodo.
Which has come to mean unquestionably dead or obsolete.
Right.
So,
got it.
Yeah. Similarly, the phrase to go the way of the dodo.
Right. That's
means to become extinct or obsolete or fall out of common usage or practice. Dodo is also a slang term for a stupid, dull-witted person, as it was said to be stupid and easily caught.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, but it wasn't
the
true.
Poor dodo.
It
I
wasn't
know.
True.
It got such a bad rap.
So somebody calls you a dodo now, you're like, yeah, I'm fast.
Yeah.
I'm
That's right.
slim and agile.
That's right.
Looks kind of goofy, I'll be honest. The bird looks goofy.
It does, yeah.
As anything.
Now, we hear about scientists bringing back extinct species. Like, I think, what was it, the woolly mammoth they were talking about bringing back at one point. But it is unlikely that we will see a dodo walking the earth again at any time soon.
Really?
They're not good candidates because there are very few sources of DNA. And apparently bird reproduction is pretty complicated. And there also isn't necessarily a habitat for them to go back to.
I see. But how big did you say they were? 50 pounds?
50 pounds, 3 feet tall.
I wonder if you could eat the... I mean, that would be... Because how big's a chicken? Small, right? Pretty small, a chicken?
Smaller than 3 foot, yeah.
Right.
And
so,
50 pounds,
so
yeah.
Imagine how much meat you could get off of...
I don't know that they were very good to eat.
Oh.
Because I think, yeah, I was reading about that. They tried to eat them.
Did they?
Like the sailors and stuff.
Well, we've come a long way. We have a lot of seasonings you can put on them now.
That's true.
Make them delicious.
That's right.
Tenderize them.
Sure.
Got a smoker. You can do a lot of things.
You can do a lot of things.
All right, you've picked out a record to go along with the dodo bird, have you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going to play Surfin' Bird by the Trashmen.
Great pick, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's one of those songs. Probably wouldn't be a hit today. It's the Trashmen and Surfin' Bird. Sarah, do you remind us why? Did we just play the records?
Well, because we were talking about the dodo bird as part of our theme week, the last of our theme week. Of stories you might have missed in 2024.
That we did. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Dodos became extinct around 80 years after their first contact with humans.
There are no complete dodo specimens from a single bird.
And dodos achieved widespread recognition from their role in Alice in Wonderland.
There you go. Was it the Dutch that killed them off? Is that who we're blaming for this? The Dutch?
Well, mostly the things that the Dutch brought.
The monkeys and
the dogs, the cats, the pigs.
The pigs.
All those things. The rats. All those things.
Wow. Just why would you bring rats with you?
I don't know if it was intentional.
Oh, they probably didn't mean to bring the rats.
Right.
The monkeys, you don't bring a monkey by accident.
Right. Or a dog or a cat or a pig.
Right. The dogs or the cats, they make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Pig, sure. You could eat pigs.
You could eat pigs.
The monkey is just a mystery to me. All I can picture is, what's his name from Friends with the monkey?
Oh, Chandler?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't Chandler. It was Ross's monkey.
Oh, it was Ross's monkey? Okay, whatever.
Folks want to learn more about the dodo bird, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they
do? Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's up there. Plus, you can always watch this live on Facebook every day at 4:10. And then we archive the video up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search on Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the archive up there of just all the Wiki Corners for the last few months, made possible by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Have a wonderful weekend, Sarah.
You too.
You're coming back Monday, right? 4:10?
Absolutely.
Brand new episodes.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Yes, go Bills.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. All right. Thanks, Sarah. Traffic, weather, next on Legends 102.7.